and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Love it. It is the most wonderful time of year. I genuinely look forward to this episode more than anything. Anytime that a celebrity dies, I quickly text Ryan, let him know, hey, so-and-so died.
Add him to your list of people to talk about at the end of the year?
Absolutely. And I'm always surprised how many people do die that I don't even hear about until we do the list.
I thought 2020 was bad for a lot of people. there's a few people we're going to talk about that it was a little bit worse than us.
Or maybe they got out like, yeah, sucker.
I'm out.
Welcome to the Worst of the Best podcast. You wanted the best. Well, they didn't freaking make it. So here's what you get. From Canada, Ryan and Ruben.
And Jason. Welcome to the Worst of the Best podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and with me today are some very, very special hosts. First and foremost, you heard the voice of Ruben, the creator, the thought master, the inventor of the Worst of the Best podcast, and his voice is always missed. Ruben, welcome.
Thanks for welcoming me to my podcast.
Well, as we know, you gave your blessing for the show to continue.
I did. 100%.
Yeah.
2020, right in the beginning of the year, kicked me where it counts, and I was like, you know what, peace out for a bit. I got to take care of some stuff.
Well, we hope in 21, you can tell me offline, you don't have to say anything now, but we hope to have you on more. I've always meant that the door is not, it's more than open. I want you back. You're my go-to co-host, but in a close, so very close second, almost a tie, is my brother Jason. Jason, welcome.
Our brother Jason?
My apologies. Well, he is my brother, but not exclusively. Jason.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me back. Nice to be on with the OG, Ruben, of this podcast. Nice to revisit with you, Ryan. We did a few podcasts together.
Jason, we had you on. You said you've only been on a couple times. So it's not true. You've been on, at least three, if not four times. I know you did two Faith No More episodes, and you did two non-music ones too, I think.
Well, I know we did Faith No More, Megadeth, two Megadeths, I think two Faith No Mores.
Yeah, there you go, four right there. And then we did a non-music one.
And non-music one, which was Gross Habits or something like that.
Yep.
I mean, was I included on the Gross Habits? I had the gross habit of licking a chip on one side and then putting it in my mouth.
We didn't mention in that episode, but you have brought that up in the past, whether it was the Rocky podcast or this one, you have mentioned, or at least I've mentioned that I hate it when you do that.
Yeah, no, you mentioned it. I think, that's fair.
But you didn't make money off it. That's what it was about. It was people making money off of Gross Habits.
Hey, man, if I can make money off eating chips.
If you had a nickel for every chip you licked.
Oh, boy. Move over Jeff Bezos.
Well, it would at least pay for the bag of chips. All right. Well, this is very exciting. This is our,
this is exciting. A lot of people died this year.
A lot of people died to get on your podcast.
When a celebrity dies, I think their hope, their last hope is that they'll be featured on the podcast, but they don't want to be picked because anyone listening to this podcast for the first time, what we do is we don't pick the best, but we take what is considered the best and we will pick what we think is the worst from that best. And you're probably saying, well, guys, what's the best of deaths? Well, these are celebrities. These are the best people that died in 20. Nobody's better than the celebrity. There's still a couple weeks left in the year. If there's somebody, there's still time. So if by chance during the recording of this episode and it's released, I may called Jason and Ruben and saying, hey, so-and-so died. Somebody of note. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody, third cast member of 21 Jump Street or something. It has to be somebody of note.
Johnny Depp was a cast.
Third in the cast. Fourth, even.
Okay. All right.
The guy with the mullet. I don't even know his name.
Man, I was actually thinking about one of those episodes today. Literally tonight.
Weird.
Remember when there was like a bully and he goes back to the house like in the future and he sees the bully living as like a scumbag and he's going there to punch him? And he's like, no, he's got his reward.
He should have still punched him. I think in 2020, he still would have punched him. What we're going to do is we're going to read off. Now, there's 155 names, but look at the time of this episode. It's not 3 hours long. What we're going to do is we're just going to read the names. So kind of like in the memoriam, when they read the names, they just move on to the next name. We're going to do the same thing. But when we come to a name that we all kind of just know, just because not every celebrity is known to all three of us, then we'll say a quick little, oh, yeah, I really liked him or her in this. And then we move on. And then at the end of the memoriam reading, we will pick what we think is the worst of that list. And now how the worst will be, two things. Either the worst person we think is the worst person of the list, because we had Fidel Castro 1 year, Ruby, remember that?
Yeah.
Or the one that affected us the worst. The one that was like, oh, man, that's a really sucky loss in the world.
George Michael was 1 year.
Yes, George Michael's 1 year. And I believe, was it the George Michael-Tom Petty battle?
Oh, jeez.
I think it was the same year, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
George Michael was a couple years earlier, I would suspect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this episode. This is the one I look forward to the most every year. It's our fourth annual.
I got the joke.
Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and read their name and quickly just say what they died from, when they died. It'll take 2 seconds per name. Okay, here we go. Natalie Dizelle Reed.
May she rest in peace.
We're not doing that for every single.
I did a preliminary scan of like the first 10 or so people on this list. And it's amazing how many of them were chefs or master cooks or celebrity chefs. Yeah, it was interesting.
Well, yeah. Chefs actually do have a high death ratio. It's a very stressful job.
Mm. Well, eventually every chef dies.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
every job has 100% death rate.
Sure, unemployed will die.
Yeah, jobless people
for
die.
For the kids, let's not.
Well, no, we're not talking about him. No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Master Chef Junior, unfortunately, he had a rare form of cancer. He was 14. That's Ben Watkins. And I remember Chef Ramsay actually gave him another donation and or a nice little, I believe it was a $100,000 donation to his family. Burt Belasco, he's an actor. He was found dead in his hotel room in Virginia. The first name that kind of, you know, struck a chord with me, I'm sure with you guys too, that's Alex Trebek.
Yes.
Yeah.
When do we talk about them?
Definitely talk about how you feel about the loss and what it meant to you. Absolutely.
I rarely ever watch the show. I know he's Canadian. It's just like, okay.
This game show host is Canadian.
Who is Alex Trebek?
Very good. Very good. Touche.
Well, speaking of Touche, he actually shaved off his mask, Touche.
And he's okay. 80.
Yeah.
80.
He looks really good for 80.
Look great for 80. He lived a long life.
Yeah.
Multimillionaire. Yeah. Molotov. Good for him. I don't see anything bad about this.
No. He
lived to 80. That's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure if anybody liked him, they'll miss him, but.
He's now experiencing his final Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy.
No, Double Jeopardy is if he gets reincarnated. Carol Arthur. She was the actress in Blazing Saddles.
A movie I've heard about, never watched.
Really? And she was also a one-time wife of Dom DeLuise.
Oh, wow. I loved Dom DeLuise as a kid. I liked his personality.
Louise Troiano, another great British baking show, season 5 runner-up, died at the age of 48.
Wow.
Nikki McKibben. Actually, I do know who this is. I admit I watched American Idol at the very beginning. I don't watch it anymore, but I think I watched like the first 15 seasons, 16 seasons. And Nikki McKibben, I remember really liking her. She was cute. She was kind of the rocker chick. And she died of an aneurysm at the age of 42 just this last November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Of course, Sean Connery.
My favorite part of Sean Connery's life is Norm Macdonald playing him on Saturday Night Live.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Was that Norm?
No, it was Daryl Hammond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek dying this year, here's Sean Connery. He was a guest host on Sunday Night Live. Sean was 90.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy. Gone too soon. You know, Sean Connery is one of those guys who's always looked old, but always looked good being old his whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been watching, we've all been watching, we watched him in the Indiana Jones movies, the James Bond films, and various other films like The Rock, and he's been in a lot of great films, but he's been in just as many terrible films. I think he's a funny actor that way. He's been in some really terrible films. But so I've never been a Sean Connery fan. I've never seen a movie because he's in it, but I've enjoyed many movies that he's in.
I was thinking the same thing. Really, some of the James Bond when I was younger, so they weren't the very original James Bond. Actually, the first time I saw him was on Never Say Never.
Never Say Never Again.
So I saw that one in the theater, and that was my first introduction to Sean Connery. And then, of course, I've seen some older ones after that. But I never really thought much of him other than him being James Bond, and really didn't care about anything else he ever really did, including Indiana Jones.
My favorite performance of his was The Untouchables, though.
He turned down Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He was supposed to do a price share. He probably made him, like, huge money.
Well, he's not worried about that now.
No, no.
Billy Joe? Shaver. Sorry. Right, not next. Billy Joel. He died on my birthday, Waco, Texas.
Yeah. You're a shaving accident.
Jerry Jeff Walker is another country musician. William Blinn, veteran TV writer. Anthony Chisholm, veteran actor of stage, film, and television. Conchetta Farrell, she was that bigger lady who played Berta on Two and a Half Men. I don't know if you ever saw that show or saw her on that show.
Yeah, I've seen her on TV.
She was 77, so a little older than I thought.
She aged well.
Here we go. I hate that it's so early in the list. We're 14 of 155. Oh, wow. But I guess they're doing this in alphabetical order by the first name, it looks like. So this is, of course, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing alphabetical by first name because we just did Sean Connery.
They're also not doing it by date either. It must be literally like a weird
name. I thought they were going to, yeah. Yeah.
It's not by alphabetical order or date of death or seemingly popularity. But okay, anyways, number 14 is Eddie Van Halen.
65 is pretty young. What ticks me off the most about musicians like him, So talented, so much music that was never released. There's so much fighting within the band, So much of personal things that don't matter. You know, just kind of get over yourself.
Yeah, and now that he's dead, there was rumors that they were going to do a Van Halen tour with Sammy and David.
That's what Wolfgang said, his son.
Yeah.
On Howard Stern. That was supposed to be, Sammy. He said even Gary Cherone.
Yeah.
He would have been the opening act or the intermission or...
When Gary goes on stage, everyone goes to the bathroom.
Maybe it was like he's to sing everybody out.
The thing is Eddie was obviously sick for years. And that's why none of those things happened.
There's a combination of his own physical health due to some poor life choices to great talent. It's the only thing in the way of his talent was himself.
I had no idea until watching this interview with him, hour-long, long-form interview, that his mother is Indonesian. I didn't know that until I was like, oh, but now every single time I see him, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see the Indonesian heritage where I never noticed it before. Hmm. Yeah, what rest in peace, Eddie. He was incredible.
Oh, we've absolutely all seen him in concert, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely rest in peace. And
a rock.
Bonnie Lou Kern, Mouseketeer.
Next.
Yeah, I'm good there. You gotta give me a second to click. Like, it literally, that took me 1.5 seconds to read the name. I can't go any quicker. Like, if every one of them is 2 seconds to read, that's only 10 minutes of airtime. We'll get through it.
It's still too much time.
Come on.
Helen, I can read it. It's the next.
Well, no, there might be. You never know. There might be people who listen to the show who might know these people. They want to have their own moment of silence. So we have to respect that.
Okay, if you want a moment of silence here for listening, just pause it for a minute and then unpause.
Yeah. So let me say the name. Helen Reddy. She was a 1970s pop star. Tommy DeVito. He was...
Danny DeVito's older, taller brother.
Yep. Michael Lonsdale.
Yeah, he is... Leonardo DiCaprio's about to play him in a...
That kind of looks like a...
Look at the picture. He looks like Leo.
Well, he was 89.
89?
Yeah.
89. Oh, speaking of, he was in James Bond movies.
Oh.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. She died, and she was much older than I thought. 87. Complications of metastatic pancreas cancer. She was the second woman to serve on the Supreme Court and a longtime legal champion of gender equality.
All right. I don't really follow politics that much.
No, I don't know. I just know that she that's a big position to hold for many years. Diana Rigg died at the age of 82. She was also in James Bond movies, Majesty's Secret Service, and she was also in Game of Thrones in her later years. She played Emma Peel in the TV show The Avengers as well. Very attractive young lady when she was obviously young. 82, she was ugly. No. All right, Kevin Dobson, actor. Bruce Williamson. Oh, he's with the singer of The Temptations. Age of 49.
That's not an original.
Now, it looks like he gave in to...
Oh, he
COVID.
He's our first COVID kill.
Why is it funny?
It's so funny. Come on, he didn't die of COVID. Like, let's just say he's somebody that's susceptible to complications.
Yeah, no comorbidities at all.
Just a healthy young 49-year-old man. All right, Eric Morillo.
Tom Morello's brother.
Is it really? Oh. It's spelled differently. It sounds the same.
It's a spelling mistake.
It says here that he was found dead in Miami on September 1st. His cause of death was not immediately available. I guess we're still waiting. Cliff Robinson, 18-year veteran of the NBA. And one-time contestant on Survivor. That's probably where I know him from. Died August 29th. He was 53. Lymphoma.
He didn't survive Survivor or lymphoma.
Nope. Jay, did you know him? You're a basketball watcher.
I know the name. I don't know him per se.
Of course, Chadwick Boseman. That was a very surprising loss. He died at the age of 43 of complications from colon cancer. And he passed away on August 28th. Of course, he played Black Panther. He was in the films 42, Get On Up, playing James Brown, Marshall. A very accomplished actor, very well liked amongst his friends and family. And he kept this illness a secret from the public. So when he did pass, the public was blindsided by that he was carrying the cancer. In fact, he was thin in a lot of photos and people were criticizing, as the internet does, that he was not, look at, he's so thin. And it's like, yeah, he knew that he was dying of cancer for 3 years. Riley Gale. This is the poor man Kid Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
He's the lead singer of the thrash metal band Power Trip. 34.
Yeah, I don't know.
Justin Townes Earl died at the age of 38.
Steve Earle's son.
Are you joking again?
I am, but I'm going to be right one of these times.
Okay. But he was an American winning singer-songwriter, so maybe there was some relation. Jack Sherman, the guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers' debut album, died at the age of 64 of undisclosed causes.
Yeah, yeah. As a fan of the Chili Peppers, it's weird that when he died, John Frusciante wasn't back in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I think John Frusciante came on their Mother's Milk album.
No. Well, John Frusciante came back to Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I think when this guy died, it was Josh. So like their guitar player at the time was like half his age.
Right.
I don't know. You could probably cut that out. But
no, that's nothing bad. You're just stating facts. You didn't really say how you felt.
I could go on for a long time because Chili's is one of the five bands in my top three.
The picture that they're showing here on the clip is like an acoustic guitar. It looks like the band Red Hot Chili Peppers signed it for them.
They're on good terms.
Yeah, they're on good terms. It's kind of cool. I mean, yeah, he's the guitarist for their debut album. And he was in that video, True Men Don't Kill Coyotes. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's too bad, obviously.
Yeah. My oldest is a fan of the Chili Peppers, and she's like, that's one of her favorite songs, is True Men Don't Kill Coyotes.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of metal legends, we got Frank Benali, best known as the drummer for Quiet Riot and Wass. He died August 20th, following pancreatic cancer as well, at the age of 68.
He was also just for men.
I love it when their goatee is dyed black. I just love that.
It's not just his goatee.
how dare you?
Man, when he died, the stocks for hair dye went down.
Chi-Chi Devane. She participated in RuPaul's Drag Race, died at the age of 34, kidney failure. Ben Cross, veteran actor from Chariots of Fire, and he appeared as Spock's dad in 2009, Star Trek, died at the age of 72. I don't know if you guys remember, but we saw Chariots of Fire in the theaters.
Yeah, I remember.
I barely
remember. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I remember being, we were young, but I remember being kind of like, I don't know what the heck's going on really. But I remember just being fascinated by them running on the beach and the music and
That
opening, them on the beach is like, there's something kind of almost like emotional about that. Even at the young age, it was impactful.
Yeah. It's on par with Apollo and Rocky running on the beach.
With a little less hugging though, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the threat.
Linda Manns, she was an actress known for roles from Out of the Blue. She was 58, died of lung cancer, pneumonia.
It's funny when somebody's name matches them.
Like Trini Lopez here?
No. If you go back to Linda Manns.
She has man's hands. We got Trini Lopez. He's the singer and actor known for his rendition If I Had a Hammer. He died August 11th, complications of COVID.
Oh.
We should do a COVID count. That's two. Can you remember that?
So far.
Raymond Allen from Good Times died at the age of 91. COVID, three.
Wow. He's 91.
Wilford Brimley.
Did he die of diabetes?
I hope so. No, unfortunately, it was a kidney ailment. He was 85.
And I'm glad because he was warned everybody about diabetes.
Diabetes.
He should have put his attention into kidneys.
85?
Yeah.
There's probably very few 85-year-olds that have a fully functioning kidney.
That's true. Well, he should have ate more oatmeal.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he's one of these guys who's been old forever. He's been 85 for 40 years. Isn't that weird how some people are just old for so long?
Like Steve Martin.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Ren Santoni.
Yes. Poppy.
Yeah. The Poppy, did he pee on the couch?
Yes, Poppy peed on the couch. Where did Jason go?
Oh, is he not there? I'm not, I can't. Oh, he came back. He's just stepped away for a second. He's good.
All right.
Maybe he's got to go pee on the couch.
All right. I loved Poppy. I thought he was a great recurring character.
Yeah. 81. And
81.
Hey, natural causes. Just his body just said, that's enough.
Yeah. He was programmed to live for 81 years.
Yeah. Alan Parker, you might recognize the name, British director, died at the age of 76 after a lengthy illness, undisclosed. Directed such movies as Bugsy Malone, Midnight Express, Fame, Shoot the Moon, Pink Floyd, The Wall, Mississippi Burning, great movie. And
undisclosed.
And
that's kind of a cool.
He's just a big Hollywood director. A lot of our listeners would know the name. But yeah.
That'd be kind of a fun thing to do. Like when you die, you make it like your last wish. So don't tell anybody how I died. How did Ruben die? Undisclosed. I like a good mystery.
Malin Reyes, deckhand on The Deadliest Catch. He died of a heart attack at the age of 38. Imagine if he died of crabs. All right, Malik B, he's a rapper. Member of The Roots, died at the age of 47. No information, Ruben, about his cause of death either.
I could be mistaken, but I think he left before joining The Tonight Show.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I was just going to say he's a founding member. He hasn't been involved for quite a bit, from my understanding.
Olivia de Havilland, classic Hollywood star. She died at the age of 104.
Wow.
Peacefully in her sleep. Like, that's awesome.
Oh, she was in Gone in the Wind.
Melanie.
Gone with the Wind, excuse me.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind, Melanie. And now she's gone with the wind.
With the wind.
104, so she probably has top prize for the oldest.
Yeah.
Was it this year Regis passed?
Oh. Yeah.
88.
He died, not COVID. They would have done a parade for him or something. In New York City.
Did it say how he died?
I don't recall hearing.
I think when you get to 88.
It's just done. Yeah, he was funny. Great sense of humor. I think everyone loved him.
I had a friend who met Regis. She went to a Regis and Kathy Lee episode. Regis was trying to sell some of his CDs. He'd sing like in Frank Sinatra, that type of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he had like a table there of trying to sell his CDs. And they just weren't selling.
Oh, wow.
She's like, I felt so bad for him. I went over there and bought one of the CDs. And
wow. I'm sure he's doing fine financially, though.
Well, you know, I don't know. There's something about that where you're like so famous.
Right.
It was before Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, before Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was a Who Wants to Buy My CD.
Yeah, but he's been on TV. I think he had the most hours of being on TV than any other person alive.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe. I would imagine. Peter Green, the singer, songwriter, guitarist, and founding member of Fleetwood Mac. That's pretty big. I missed that. 73.
Yeah, I could be mistaken, but I think Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, joined the band after him.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Did he leave early?
I don't know. He's a founding member. He co-founded the band in the 1960s, and he helped write the hits Black Magic Woman and Oh Well.
Hmm. I don't think he's been involved in the last little bit. I don't think he has been.
Oh, okay. I got my wires crossed.
I could be wrong.
Phyllis Somerville. She was 76. She had a 50-year career in movies and television. Yeah. Full life. Galen Gorg. Died battling cancer. She's 55. She was in Twin Peaks and other many shows like Star Trek and How to Get Away with Murder, Fresh Prince. Just a nice working actress.
I like the idea of dying battling cancer. Like, did she have cancer? No. She was just battling it. Like,
yeah, she knew people that had it.
She was finding people that had it.
Yeah, that's true. You could battle in the labs, you know, trying to fight it.
Sure.
Well, a Mythbuster Grant. Imahara died July 13th. He was 49.
Or was he?
He's dead.
Mythbuster?
I got it. Doesn't say how he died here. Do you guys ever watch Mythbusters?
I've seen a few episodes.
Yeah, a couple.
Is it still being made?
Probably. They're a little pretentious a little bit.
Yes.
So they have all this stuff at their disposal. Of course they can. Yeah. But I love how they're kind of like the Snopes of Myths on TV.
The Alex Trebek of. Because Alex Trebek was a little smug. The way he delivered.
Yeah, it was. He wasn't nice like Drew Carey on Price is Right.
I would also know it all too if I had the answers in front of me.
There would be times he would scoff at people. It's like, Alice, come on. You've got the answers in front of you. Have you ever heard of Naya Rivera? She was a young actress on Glee. I actually watched Glee, so I know who she was. This is a really weird story though. She was 33. She was reported missing on July 8th after spending the afternoon on a Lake Peru in Ventura County, California, in a rented pontoon boat with her 4-year-old son. The young boy was found alone on the drifting boat, and he told investigators that he and his mom were swimming together, but she never got back into the boat.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
So there's a whole what happened that day situation. So he was actually in the water. Apparently, she pushed him back into the boat, and she never came back up. Did you hear about that, Jay?
Sorry, no, I missed that. I'm looking up who is the Fleetwood Mac singer or guy again?
Oh, I can't remember.
Peter something, I think.
Peter Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was in 1967 to 1970 and a little bit 1971, I think is his last. Oh. I was just curious. Anyway.
Kelly Preston, 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Very young to die as a beard.
As a beard? What did you say?
Yeah, a beard is somebody's fake straight partner.
He's now free to marry whoever he wants. No questions asked.
Oh.
My favorite Kelly Preston scene was Jerry Maguire.
might be the only scene I know of her.
I saw this picture of somebody on Reddit. He was like... I can't believe this. I was working out at 3 a.m. at the gym, and the only guy in there is John Travolta. He came up to me and said hi. And he got his picture with him.
Oh, wow.
Just John Travolta gym at 3 a.m. approaching guys.
Other gym members.
It's too bad Scientology won't let him be. All right, so Charlie Daniels, country singer, 83, died of a stroke. I can't say his name very well. Can you guys say his name? Ennio
Morricone.
Ennio Morricone.
The Oscar-winning Italian composer of more than 500 film scores, of course, including The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, The Untouchables, speaking of The Untouchables, and Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. He died in Rome at the age of 91.
Jeez, so okay, so he scored a movie? In the late 70s, I guess.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino wanted him. He pulled him out of retirement to score his film.
Wow.
Nick Cordaro, I know him a little bit. He's in one of the TV shows I watch. He's kind of a part-time actor, but he's also on Broadway. But yeah, he died of coronavirus complications.
Four?
Four, yeah, 41 years old.
Wow.
The youngest. Earl Cameron, He is Britain's first black movie star. Whoa, almost got first place, 102.
Oh, good for him.
He broke racial boundaries in British cinema with his breakthrough role in 1951's Pool of London, which featured the first depiction of interracial relationships in British film. Mm. Hugh Downs, broadcasting legend.
Yeah.
He was 99. It's another full life. Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
98. His work spanned, of course, television, film, the stage, earning 9 Emmy Awards, Grammys, and funny guy, though. I don't know if you've ever seen him in interviews. Very funny.
There was a great one with comedians and cars getting coffee.
Benny Mardones, singer-songwriter, 73. Joel Schumacher.
Oh, I did not know he died.
Neither did I.
80. Of course, he directed The Lost Boys, Falling Down, Time to Kill, and Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. Oh, cancer. Yeah.
He died quietly.
Yeah. Died quietly. He gave in. He's like, ah, that's it.
I'm going to yell at the end. Ah!
Ian Holm, 88. Of course, he played in Ridley Scott's classic horror film Alien. He played the Hobbit Bilbo Baggins and Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. He had Parkinson's-related illnesses is what he died from. Vera Lynn, 103. She was a singer. Oh, boy. Sushant Singh Rajput.
Sushant Singh Rajput.
He was found dead. Anytime they say that he's found dead or they're found dead.
Suicide.
Yeah. She was suicide. He was 34. He was a Bollywood star. Jas Waters. So she died at the age of 39. Doesn't say how. Bonnie Pointer. Oh, she's one of the Pointer sisters, of course. Only 69 at this 2020. So they must have been very young. So no cause of death was announced here. Mary Pat Gleason, TV actress. Chris Truesdale, undisclosed illness, 32. Looks like he might have been just a TV star. Peggy Pope.
He was in a boy band.
Oh, that's what it was. My bad. Thank you, Jay.
I'm sure he was.
Peggy Pope, a veteran actress, 91, undisclosed causes. Richard Hurd, 87. Yeah, I recognize his face, but yeah, cancer. He was on 11 episodes of Seinfeld, Rube.
What did he play?
George Costanza's boss at the New York Yankees.
Oh, really? That's Mr. He did the happy on Seinfeld. He joined I remember him. He joined a cult and of like carpet cleaners.
That's right.
Like, join us, George. You can be happy too.
We have the passing of Gregory Tyree Boyce. He played a high school student, Twilight. He was found dead alongside his girlfriend. Their deaths were ruled accidental, caused by fentanyl and cocaine intoxication, 30 and 27 respectively.
That's sad.
Tragic.
Ken Osman. He was Eddie Haskell and Leave It to Beaver.
I was just talking to somebody who met the Beavs. My friend Mike met, Eddie Haskell. I totally steamrolled everybody here.
Well,
but like, how often do we talk about Leave It to Beaver, right?
Well, what I think is funny is you're talking about the main actor for Leave It to Beaver. This guy's dead. He still doesn't get his little time in his memoriam. Hey, speaking of Leave It to Beaver.
Let me tell you the Leave It to Beaver story.
Sure.
So my friend Mike worked at a hotel, the Empress, and this old guy says to him, hey, did you ever watch Leave It to Beaver? And he's like, yeah, I was the Beave. And he's like, I see it now. He's like, yeah. But I like the idea of needing to tell people that you're the Beave. Yeah. After Eddie Haskell did the same thing, because he was quite the rascal.
Well, we've already moved on from him. Fred Willard.
I loved Fred Willard.
Yeah. And he was, of course, quite old. He had a 50-plus year career. Yeah. It's funny. I watched Modern Family with Becky. He died the same year that his character died in that show.
Oh, I didn't know he was on the show. I haven't seen the show.
He played the dad's dad. So, so his character passed away in their final season, and he literally died a month after the character passed away.
Kind of Fred Willard was the funniest. If you want to see someone like him going off the cuff, if you type in Jimmy Kimmel, Fred Willard, he was a regular on there, he would just go off. He's fantastic.
Yeah, so Willard was wildly beloved in the entertainment industry for his comedic talent, purported kindness, and philanthropy. So good for him. Lynn Shelton, filmmaker. Fred Bylick.
A heart attack, Trading Spaces, TLC.
Yeah, TLC dude. Jerry Stiller.
Oh.
Ben Stiller's father, Seinfeld, King of Queens. If you're a Jerry Stiller fan because of Seinfeld, but you've neglected of watching King of Queens, you're missing out on incredible. The Jerry Stiller character playing Doug's father-in-law on King of Queens. He's in full Jerry mode.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
92.
Ben Stiller's dad.
That's right.
I told you one of these things would match up.
What do you mean?
My pretend celebrity relations I've been giving people. I said it earlier, I'll be right one of these times.
Well, Jay, you're a Kevin James fan, right? Have you ever watched King of Queens?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't watch very much TV at all.
Yeah, I know.
But I have watched King of Queens. Yeah, they're hilarious. Kevin James is a comedic genius.
He is.
Kevin James, if you ever want to watch something funny, go to his YouTube channel. Amazing clips.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Oh, clever. Yeah.
Betty White. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Betty Wright. There's an audible sigh of relief from our listeners when they found out it was just Betty Wright. She was 66. The cause of death has yet to be released. Well, we're waiting on bated breath for that one. She was a legendary soul and R&B singer. Rest in peace.
So legendary.
Andre Harrell, he's a veteran music executive for Sean Diddy Combs. He died at 59. Little Richard.
Wow.
I had no idea that he died this year. I thought he died like years ago.
Well, he dyed his hair for years. Wow.
87.
87. Yeah, it's funny with these lists. It's amazing. Oh, they died? I thought that was, yeah. If you told me Little Richard died 20 years ago, I would be like, oh yeah, I know. What was he doing these last 50 years? It's weird. Either, let's say 30 years ago was 1990. He would have been 57. Was he doing music? Was he?
No, he's just doing his hair and makeup.
Rest in peace. Ray Horn, the illusionist, best known for his work as the half of Siegfried and Roy. He died at the age of 75. Number five, COVID.
COVID. Wow. Is he the one that whose tiger bit him?
Yeah. Survived the tiger attack but got killed by an invisible virus. With the naked eye. I'm not saying it's fake, just so people don't at me. Brian Howe died May 5th. Heart attack, 66. He was a musician for Ted Nugent. He's lead singer for the band. Katie Groves died at the age of 30. Country singer.
Died of natural causes at the age of 30.
No indication of foul play or self-harm. She had some medical problems last fall, and our best guess at this point until further testing is that they resurfaced, but they wouldn't say what those were. So, yeah, it's too bad. Only 30. Florian Schneider, musician, 73. Sam Lloyd. Oh, yeah, he was on Scrubs. Big TV actor. Very good. One of those character actors. If you see his face, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy. 56.
He was great on Scrubs.
B.J. Hogg, who is in Game of Thrones, 65. His cause of death is undisclosed.
B.J. Hogg, what a name.
You gotta wonder how many times that was a topic of conversation with his peers. Oh man. Why would he? You have to change your name. Come on. You can't do that. That's a great adult film name, though. I'll tell you that. All right. Irfan Khan. He's a Bollywood icon. He was in Life of Pi and Slumdog Millionaire, 53 cancer. Oh. Ashley Miss Minnie Ross. She was.
I wasn't prepared.
No, nobody is.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Well, she died in a car crash. I guess her child seatbelt.
What happened?
Yeah, she died in a hit and run accident. Rest in peace.
Oh, poor thing. Poor thing. Sorry, I just.
We were ready for it. That's all. Reports indicated that it was a small funeral.
And that wasn't because of COVID.
I find laughing very therapeutic.
Well, that's just it. All right. Yeah. Shirley Knight, Oscar nominee, 83.
And we all enjoyed her Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, that's right. She played Paul Blart's mom. There you go, a little Doug Heffernan connection. Or Kevin James. Tom Lester, Green Acres. He was 81, Parkinson's disease. Matthew Seligman worked with David Bowie. Number 6, COVID. He was 64.
Wow.
Howard Finkel. He was a longtime WWE announcer, known for many fans as The Fink. Died at the age of 69. Brian Dennehy.
Oh, Brian Dennehy.
Great actor.
I think he looks great with a beard.
He always looked good with a beard. Yeah, he wore the beard later in his life there. Oh, of course, First Blood. He was 44 in First Blood.
Wow. He looked older than that, didn't he?
That's what I mean. He's one of those guys that kind of looks older than what they are.
Well, he has that gravitas, a real presence.
And he's also with Chris Farley and Tommy Boy. I played Tommy Boy's dad. Great guy. He seemed to be like a really nice guy, too. He just seemed to be that kind of guy. But a great character actor. Again, his First Blood role alone. If that was the only thing he ever did in his life, he was amazing in that. Ranjit Chowdhury died April 15th. He was 64. He's a Bollywood star. Alan Davo, COVID-19, number 7.
Wow.
5-time Oscar nominee for his work with Steven Spielberg. He was a cinematographer. Danny Goldman. He voiced Brainy Smurf.
I definitely heard his voice growing up.
Yeah.
We watched the Smurfs as kids.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I remember watching it and taking the show kind of literally because I loved the Smurfs. I remember loving the Smurfs as a kid.
Oh, they're real.
Yes, and I would be so good and I'd be so mad that I never saw, because it'd say, if you're good, maybe you too will see a Smurf. That was the tagline. And I never saw one.
Well, you aren't good enough.
Nope. Thomas L. Miller, producer, 79.
So comb-overs were really quite a thing for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So many comb-overs.
Music producer Hal Wilner, 64, number 8, coronavirus. Timothy Brown, dementia, 82, football player, singer, actor. James Drury, 85, natural causes, actor. Honor Blackman. Oh, it's a female. I would not have guessed. If you saw the name Honor Blackman, would you have guessed female?
No, I was thinking of a guy.
Let alone a white female.
Yeah. She's literally, apparently she was very dishonorable. So she's literally the opposite of everything her name is. She died in 94, natural causes. She was in another James Bond, a lot of James Bond deaths. Yeah. I guess those series are old.
Her character was Pussy Galore.
Was it really? It was Pussy Galore.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed that name was used in 1964.
Why? What was?
Well, I guess you didn't know Honor Blackman very well.
If it was a female James Bond movie, it'd be like Penis a Lot.
BJ Hogg?
Jay Benedict, number 9, coronavirus, 68. He was in movie actor. Downton Abbey. Lee Fierro, 10, coronavirus. She was in Jaws. She was 94.
Right now, we're more than 10% of the deaths has been coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, number 11, coronavirus, Shirley Douglas. She was a Canadian actress, and she was the mother of Kiefer Sutherland. 86, so she passed away of coronavirus, number 11. Logan Williams, best known for playing the young Flash, died suddenly. He was 16. He's from British Columbia.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how he passed, so rest in peace. It's always hard.
Scroll down. I just saw them talk about the coronavirus. I was curious if that had anything
to do with it. Yeah, they're just saying that it was difficult to mourn and get together because of the virus, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 12, coronavirus. New Orleans jazz legend died April 1st, Ellis Marsalis. He was 85. Coronavirus number 13, Adam Schlesinger. He was 52. Yeah. He was the co-founder of Fountains of Wayne. Julie Bennett, number 14, coronavirus. She was 88. She was Cindy Bear on The Ugly Bear Show.
So well over 10% of the deaths.
Oh, Ruben, 15. Andrew Jack, continue. Are they saving all the coronavirus for the last party or what?
It seems like a disproportionate amount of deaths for actors.
Andrew Jack is a longtime Hollywood dialect coach. There you go. And sometime actor.
Oh, I could use a dialect coach.
Bill Withers, he was a singer. Died March 30th, 81.
Lean on Me.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah. Tommy DiPola, author, died of 85. Oh, boy. Krzysztof Penderecki. He was a composer, 86, film composer. Terrence McNally, coronavirus number 16. He was 81, playwright. Kenny Rogers.
Now, Jason, you met Kenny.
Well, I didn't meet him personally, but I did see him get out of his touring bus a little bit disheveled and unprepared for his late wake-up call for warming up before a show. I was doing security that night at that event. He was pretty upset, and he walked from his bus into the arena with a big bedhead. His hair wasn't combed, and he had a tough time walking, and he was pretty upset that they didn't wake him up early enough for him get ready for the show, apparently. Performed well and put it all behind him to give the fans what they wanted.
Yeah, were a lot of fans there waiting by the bus?
Well, no. His handler should have known when to wake him, know when to turn on the alarm.
So what did he die from? I didn't even know he died.
Natural causes. Or too much chicken. Lyle Waggoner. Carol Burnett Show. Cancer, 84. Lorenzo Brino. Child star, died in an automobile accident. He was 21. He was in 7th Heaven.
Yeah. Now he's in 8th Heaven.
Yep. Rest in peace. Max von Sydow. Age of 90. I would assume just old age. Roscoe Bourne. Died. Age of 69. Young wrestler star, soap star.
Now he's restful.
Bobby Batista. Cervical cancer. She was 67. She was a CNN anchor. James Lipton inside the actor's studio.
I didn't know. He looks so young with his, like, he never had a gray hair.
I think he took the same coloring techniques as Frankie Benelli from Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't know James Lipton died. I didn't know he was that old. He was pretty old when he became famous then, I guess you could say.
He was born in 26. He died at the age of 93. That's crazy. 22 seasons. 22 seasons of that show on Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a little pretentious for my taste, but.
Yeah, he was pretentious. And there's a few interviews where you can see the people that he's interviewing not liking it.
I don't think if I was famous and just knowing who I am, I don't think I would enjoy being interviewed by him.
Seth MacFarlane. I saw one with Seth MacFarlane, or at least some clips. It didn't look like he was having a good time with him. I mean, that was my impression of a couple of interactions, but.
I believe it. Another Seinfeld star, Gene Darnisky. Played Uncle Leo? Is that who that is?
Oh, no. He is on the episode of The English Patient.
Lee Philip Bell, soap actress, age of 91. Baby Peggy, silent film star, 101. Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
B. Smith, lifestyle expert. Alzheimer's took her life. She was 70. Camila Maria Concepcion, Latina writer, actress, activist, died by suicide. She was 28. Boy, beautiful. It's tragic that she felt.
Yeah, it is.
Cy Sperling, founder of the Hair Club for Men.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not only the president of Hair Club for Men, but I'm also a client. Look at that thing on his head, Rube and Jay. Is that legit his hair?
No.
Well, whatever it is, it's better than what he used to be.
That's fair.
The way he grew out his hair before he... Like, that's just gross. You couldn't figure out a better way to style that? Come on.
It looks like you know, Lego, when they put the hairpiece on the Lego.
Yeah.
Jeanette Dubois. She was a Good Time star. Died at the Southern California home. Esther Scott, Boys in the Hood, 66. She suffered a heart attack. Charles Portis. He was a novelist. Wrote True Grit. And other
that was such. A great movie.
The Jeff Bridges one was amazing.
I'm actually midway watching it with Myrtle right now.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. It's a great film.
Yeah, it is.
I love the way Jeff speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Caldwell, Parkinson's. We had a few of those. She was 86. She's a lot of film and TV. Kelly Nakahara. She was Nurse Kelly on MASH. She died.
I'm trying to remember what she looked like.
Yeah. Well, there's the blonde hair nurse, and then there was Kelly Nakahara. She died of cancer. Jason Davis. He voiced the character of Mikey Blumberg on Disney Channel's animated series Recess. He died at the age of 35. Looks like it was abuse of drugs. Len Cohen, Sex in the City, other TV shows, 86. Nikita Pearl Waligwa, oh, she's young. doesn't even give her age. Brain cancer. She might be 6 or 7. She was a queen of the Katwa actress. Oh boy, yeah. Robert Conrad. He's a Wild Wild West, died of heart failure.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something about that hole on his neck.
Oh yeah, look at that, eh?
Holy cow.
Annie Todd, 88, 40 films. Oscar Bean, 91, veteran actor.
No, it's Orson.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, guys. Raphael Coleman, former child star. He died suddenly after collapsing during a run on February 7th. He was 25 at the time. He was a Nanny McPhee, just jogging and collapsed. I've heard about that a few times about young...
Those are usually birth defects of the heart. They don't know until, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they wouldn't know. They're otherwise healthy, but unbeknownst to them, they're battling
heart. They're otherwise healthy, but there's a defect of the heart, yeah.
Sure. Kevin Conway, veteran actor, stage and screen, died of a heart attack at the age of 77.
Was that the best picture they could find of him?
I think so. Kirk Douglas, finally. How many years do we have to do this? Annual. He's been in 92 films. He died at the age of 103.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a full life.
It's a life, it's a long career.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Higgins Clark, very famous author, died at the age of 92. Hundreds of novels, quite frankly. Fred Silverman, All in the Family, soap actor, 82.
Sarah Silverman's dad.
Oh, was it? Marge Doucet, another soap actress. She died at the age of 83. Oh, here we go. Kobe Bryant, LA Lakers basketball legend, died in the helicopter crash at the age of 41. He was drafted at the age of 18. He went on to become a 5-time NBA champion. It's crazy. During his 20 years, he also won an Oscar for an animated short in 2018 for the film Dear Basketball.
Yeah, obviously a tragic, too early of a death. Also concerned that he died with one of his daughters. Just to put another exclamation mark behind the tragedy. And then on a kind of a personal note, somewhat, Austin, my oldest son, and pretty much the family, he's by far our most favorite basketball player. Austin and I went and saw his final game in Staples Center, his final game where he retired back in, I guess that would be 2016 already? Yeah, it would be 2016. You know, we traveled from here down to California to participate in that historic event. And then sadly, this few years later, 2020 started off rough.
Yeah.
It was very, very sad.
Yeah, it did start off very choppy.
And I was actually thinking about Austin. I remember, I still remember you guys going to the game, how excited he was, and he wearing his jersey, you know, to watch Kobe play his last game. What did he get, like 50 points or something stupid like that?
60.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, every time, you don't know how much he's going to have left in the last game. And then there's 25, and the crowd gets a little bit more excited, and then you're like 30. Like, I think he only hit like 60 points. I mean, I don't know all the stats, but 5-6 times in his whole career, 60 or more points. It's rare for people to get that many points in the game. And so for him to be able to do it on his last game, and then, you know, watching him sink those final baskets to get the 60, the crowd was just ecstatic. Who knew that was going to be the beginning of the rest of this year, right?
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird because that accident did kind of happen before the world.
Before COVID became a thing.
Yeah,
it was weird. Just the precipice of it all.
I know they're not connected, but there's this weird connection of what a weird way to start the year. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. LeBron James, the day before, broke a scoring record that Kobe had as a Laker. I'm trying to remember past Kobe as the highest, not as a Laker, but as a career player, surpassed Kobe in the scoring, and the day after Kobe dies.
Stay tuned on our next episode where we present the 10 most likely conspiracy theories that Kobe's still alive. I know. I've been down those rabbit holes. I've been down those rabbit holes. They're fun. Well, Jay, if you want, we'll stick around. You can, not tonight, but if you want to come on again to handle a conspiracy theory episode, those are always fun. I always say about conspiracy theories, whether they're true or not, they're a lot of fun to read and look into. All right. Yeah. Rest in peace, Kobe. And don't forget his poor daughter. Oh, that's the heart.
Yeah. Well, and then his wife is left with, I believe, 2 other children as a widow.
Yeah. Yeah. Though it's a small consolation, she has obviously a large support unit and finances, but still, she lost her husband. Jim Lauer, age of 85, his news anchor.
Died in his sleep.
That's the way to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to die in my sleep too. I just hope I'm not being stabbed in the process.
Or driving my family.
John Carlin from Cagney and Lacey. He was 86. Tyler Gwardz. He died in January 22nd of suspected overdose. He was 29. He was a former bachelorette. Terry Jones, comedian, Monty Python co-founder, died at the age of 77. He's one of the younger
ones. Also a sound effect.
Was he the coconut guy?
Yeah.
David Olney, famed folk singer-writer, died at the age of 71. Christopher Tolkien, the son and literary executor of Lord of the Rings author J.R. Tolkien residence, died at the age of 95. So his son was 95 when he died. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Rocky Johnson, the legendary pro wrestler and father to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, died at the age of 75, which is still fairly young-ish.
Yeah.
It's like the old, young, young, old age.
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable.
Hey, Mom and Dad. I always say anything after 80 is kind of like, okay, now we're just, every year is kind of like, it could be any year. I don't know how to say it. Like, you're not going to live to 120.
Any day.
Any day. 80 is still above life expectancy, I think, on the average. 80?
Yeah.
Jack Cahoe in 85. He was in films such as The Sting and Serpico and what have you. Character actor in film, TV. Norma Michaels, she was 95.
Looks like they got a picture of her actually dying.
She is looking up to the heavens.
Look at her son, George.
Well, she actually played opposite Jerry Stiller on King of Queens. She played one of his girlfriends on that show. So they're both up there together. Yeah. Stan Kirsch, at the age of 51, he was the Highlander star. And he played in shows like JAG and General Hospital. Yeah. He was an episode of Friends. Ed Burns, 87, natural causes. He was an actor. Buck Henry, co-creator of Get Smart, died at the age of 89. Heart attack.
I loved Get Smart as a kid.
Yeah, the shoe phone. Yeah. Speaking of big musical influences on the world, Neil Peart. The legendary drummer and primary lyric writer for the Canadian rock band Rush.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the lyric part. I'm not a Rush fan.
Yeah, he actually pretty much wrote all the lyrics.
Brain cancer. Oof.
An amazing drummer, eh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so he's widely regarded as one of the rock's and prog rock, whatever you want to call it, but one of rock's most skilled drummers. And he was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. And they celebrated their 40th anniversary tour in 2015. He wrote 7 nonfiction books about his life and travels, with his final book, Far and Wide, Bring the Horizon to Me, published in 2016. I didn't know he was an author, too.
Hmm.
Probably just one of those smart guys.
Yeah.
Writer, musician, lyric writer, yeah. Harry Haynes, actor, model, musician, 27. The cause of death was not provided, but he did suffer from...
Uh-oh. Go up. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the cause of death was not given by the mother, but he did struggle with mental illness and addiction. So,
no matter what brand of underwear he wore, it was Hanes.
Silvio Horta, he was best known. Oh, yeah, this is right. He created the show Ugly Betty. He died at the age of 45.
Suicide.
I think it was, did it say it? Yeah, death by, yes, right. January, he died by suicide. Think about it. He was rich, creator of a very successful TV show. He won a Golden Globe. But still felt the need, like, no, my life. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Elizabeth Wurzel, she was an acclaimed author. Looks like she had breast cancer. She died at the age of 52. Lexi Alijai, January 1st, so she's kicked the year off. Rapper, age of 21. And last but not least, Gene Reynolds, award-winning producer, writer, died at the age of 96. He co-created MASH. 24 Emmy Award nominations, winning 6, so... prolific career in television. Okay. I'm sure each one of us already has our worst pick. This is an entertainment episode of a podcast. We obviously recognize we're not making fun of anyone's passing in the sense of everyone has lost somebody somewhere in their life, whether it was this year or years past. So we don't want anyone to, of course, take offense from the humor that we find in life and death, because that's just what life is that we find humor in ourselves. This is where we get to pick what we feel is, quite frankly, maybe the death that affected us the worst, the one that kind of like, oh, when that person died, you're like, oh man, that, what a loss.
You know, I know there's 155 that we went through, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. I think the worst loss creatively would be Eddie Van Halen, and the worst person would be, I shouldn't say that, let's go with Eddie Van Halen's worst loss.
Oh, did you actually have a worst person?
Okay, Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Anybody that spends any time, he's got the platform, he's got the TV show, and sometimes he's made people look like idiots or, you know, that sort of stuff. I don't like that smugness. The world doesn't need any of that. Imagine you tell your hometown, hey, Bob's, you know, I'm going to Hollywood or wherever it was, I'm going to be on national television. And then you get like some smug remark and you go back and it's like, oh, you weren't smart enough. I just don't like stuff like that. You know, maybe I read the guy wrong. But yeah,
you're just going based on what you've seen. Maybe behind doors he's the nicest guy in the world and he was just acting.
Yeah, maybe just for fun. He made fun of people on, you know, television. But Eddie Van Halen.
Good for ratings.
Yeah. Just music. I've been listening to some music this week and it just like, melts so much of life's worries and whatever. And he really contributed something positive to the world. It's a loss.
I'll go next because it mirrors yours. It's the same. I mean, I know maybe it's an easy pick, but this shouldn't be an easy pick in that sense. I hate that it's an easy pick is what I mean. When his passing came over my newsfeed, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because right away it was that the selfish part of me was there's so much on the table that we never got to witness. And maybe when you're alive, you're always hoping, you know, if you think about Guns N' Roses, they were like broken up for almost for 25 years or whatever. The original members got back together. So there's always that hope, like, maybe Hatchet will be buried. Maybe they'll do one more hoo-ha, something, or an album of unreleased material because the creators are still around, right, to run the show. I admit, when that product that he produces, you realize, oh, it's done. When he passed, I put on 5150. It's my favorite song in the Sammy Hagar days. It was 5150, the title track. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't get teary-eyed. Just listening to the music and craftsmanship of somebody that I've enjoyed for decades. So somebody I've enjoyed for decades, since the 80s. And now it's gone. The idea that nothing new will come out of those fingertips to our ears is kind of like, oh, that sucks. Music really does do that to people. So he was somebody that I listened to for years, yeah. And he seemed like a nice guy, despite his own personal demons. You know, he had his demons. And I think any time he wasn't a nice guy was because of the demons, meaning like the alcohol.
Sorry, Jason, you still need to go. But they missed, speaking of Jason, what's his name, Jason Slater? Third Eye Blind? The bass player for Third Eye Blind. He died.
He did?
Anyways, I guess there's probably many more people. Sorry, just talking about musicians and then seeing Jason. I'm like, I think Third Eye Blind bassist died.
Jason Slater? Original Third Eye Blind bassist died at the age of 49. Rest in peace. So does that change your vote, Ruben?
It's almost tied with Eddie Van Halen and his contribution to rock music.
Sure.
But I'll stick with Eddie.
Okay. Jason.
Well, obviously Van Halen goes back my whole life. Growing up, I still can remember. I never really wrote in a journal very much. But I do remember probably the most important journal entry I ever had was back in, 1984. Maybe 1985. And I wrote, my favorite bands at the time was Van Halen, Motley Crue, and ZZ Top. Van Halen goes way back for me. My real first introduction would be the album 1984, because that's when I would have started getting into music. And of course, then you go backwards, and then you continue to grow with them forwards throughout the rest of your life. Having seen them a couple times in concert, and Ryan, you bringing up tears, when I saw Van Halen the first time in concert and they played Panama, I cried.
There you go.
You know, I did work security and I've worked hundreds of shows, and I did work one of their shows. I did security for during their warm up. There were some fans that were won concerts or VIP tickets or whatever. So there's just like 15, 20 people. They were allowed early and they had like a half an hour warm up show that I was able to watch. And as a fly on the wall, watch that experience, and Eddie just giving her, even though it was just a warm-up gig, he gave it just as hard as he would if there was 20,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
This was a good point in his life. He had just got his hip replacement.
Yeah.
Was healed from that, and I think probably fairly clean and sober, and he seemed to be really good spirits. And there's a couple other, actually, situations in that show, but I won't share in this episode, that was kind of unique to that particular concert. I think the one that actually did hit me the hardest, though, and because it was shared with my son, Austin, would have to be Kobe's passing. Basketball in the last few years, because all three of my children played basketball in high school, it completely engulfed our family life. When Austin first joined in grade 8, they've all graduated now and moved on out of high school, but it was an all-encompassing activity. with all three of my children. And when he started to play and got into basketball, he gravitated towards Kobe as a favorite player and the Lakers, for better or for worse, because there are some maybe personal issues about Kobe that aren't always the greatest. Regardless of those things, I think Kobe over the years has matured into a very influential and in a positive way athlete. He's paid the prices for some of his early indiscretions, became a leader for his team, became a leader for the league, became a leader actually globally. When he died, was there a death this year, if we talk about celebrities, that impacted really the world in the way that his death did? It was around the world. It was a global event. There was memorials all around, paintings on streets and buildings, and even here in a sleepy town in Canada, there was billboards with Kobe and his death, the dates of his birth and death, even here. It was a big impact. And having spent the time and energy to see his last game, still enjoying historically his career and enjoying the Lakers moving forward, and then the impact it had on my son, Austin, who absolutely worships him, and be able to live that through Austin, it's pretty impactful. It was a very impactful. It was a very difficult few days, if not a week of shock. It hit me harder than I thought it would have. I enjoy it from kind of a distance, but witnessing it through the eyes of my son, and as we grew as a family together through basketball, as much as I love Eddie and as much as he was a part of my life and as much as I love their music, something about the connection with my son connected to Kobe, I'd have to say Kobe's death. And the tragedy with his daughter as well, and the tragedy of Vanessa, his wife, I can't imagine. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been an absolute joy and pleasure reminiscing about the passing of these the best people in the world. this is why.
Well, what's funny is, of all these people that passed and died this year, we really only connect with a very few of them.
It'd be emotionally exhausting to be this invested with 155 people a year.
Literally, I probably only recognize 10 names.
Yeah.
Speaking of numbers, what's the COVID total?
I think we closed on 15.
Okay, so the
10% of the people had COVID deaths.
10% of a very small percentage of people. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the people in the arts are more social, going to events.
That could honestly be it. Maybe they just contract the market.
I wonder their interaction with way more people in many ways.
Yeah.
All right, well, that wraps up the 2020 celebrity deaths. We look forward to what 2021 will bring us and what that list will bring us. It's always exciting to see what will come. I tell you, January 1st rolls around, and I'm always looking forward to
any predictions?
No, I never do predictions. They're always easy, the old ones. But
Never. Okay, well, fine. I predict Betty White.
Okay.
We lost Betty Wright.
Why not?
The original guitarist from Faith No More. Jim.
Wow.
Jim Martin.
Yeah. Jim Martin, thank you. Keanu Reeves.
Wow, that's awfully very 2020 of you to make these polls here. Wow.
Anyways.
All right, well, remember, in front of every silver lining, there's a cloud, and we're here to help you find it. It's been an absolute pleasure being with my brothers. I hope we get to do this again, guys. Jason and Ruben, thank you for being here. I know our lives are busy, and hopefully 21 will provide more opportunities to do episodes together.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan, for organizing this.
Yeah, and you know what? We might have to do a quick follow-up in the early new year. I mean, we got 2020 isn't done.
Fingers crossed.
There's still opportunities for celebrities to leave.
We'll only do appendage if it's somebody worthy. somebody to dethrone our pick. All right, guys. Well, take care. We'll talk soon. And everyone have a great 2021.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
All right. Have a good night, Ryan.
You do. Bye.
Gamma Gator Productions.